All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. And we're listening in this conversation with our good friend Wally Walker. Wally, I think Habbo's got more questions.
Yeah, Wally, was going to get your thoughts about Maryland leaving the ACC and, of course, the additions of Louisville, Notre Dame, Syracuse, Pitt. But Maryland, it's going to seem strange. And, of course, Virginia goes to Maryland on Sunday to play at a Comcast Center, and that may be the last trip the Cavs make to Maryland for a while. So any thoughts on the additions and, of course, the departure of Maryland?
Well, the additions felt a little odd to me, but I was rolling with it. Okay, expand the conference and some good basketball traditions amongst those schools. And, you know, I guess there's a business reason, which I may not fully understand. But the loss of Maryland, I can't rationalize that one. I mean, just so much history there, and, of course, the geographic location and the rivalry. And I've got a brother that lives in Hyattsville that got his PhD at Maryland, and his son is there. So anyway, I talked to them about it. No one that I know has been affiliated with the ACC and understands their tradition and history can get their head around it. I'm in that group for sure.
Yeah, it's going to seem strange because for as long as I can remember, which in my case is a long time now.
That's about 2 or 3 weeks.
But, you know, Virginia has finished the season playing Maryland either at home or away.
You know, and I was at that game at Maryland last year, and in fact, I'm trying to get back to see the game, the last game, which is Maryland at home this year. So just a small part of the tradition and a rivalry that will be greatly missed.
And, of course, when we were there, Lefty Drizel was the king of the court up there in College Park. So any interesting Lefty memories from your days?
Yeah. we're playing Maryland in the semifinals of the ACC tournament, which, of course, is in Landover, Maryland, and we're leading at halftime, and our locker room shares a wall with Maryland. And, of course, Terry Holland played and coached for and with Lefty. I know Lefty very well. I had respect for him, for sure. But we're sitting there, and we're getting ready to get our halftime adjustments and go through the things you always do at halftime. And, you know, some players are talking amongst themselves, and Terry just lifted his hand. We're looking at him like, what? And then as we got quiet, we could hear Lefty through the wall screaming at the Maryland guys, just going off, just a rant. So Terry just kind of smiled like, you know, I've heard this one before, and just said, guys, that's a tough locker room over there, and just keep doing what you're doing, and we're going to be okay. And, of course, Habbo, I don't know how many times you beat Maryland in your time at Virginia. That was it for me, that game in the ACC tournament. So anyway, it was an interesting one and a small world, small arena story.
Well, we played them, I guess, my junior year in U-Haul and ran kind of a spread four corners offense, and Lefty was badly outcoached, and we kind of humbled them, and that was, of course, McMillan and Elmore's first varsity game. So, and I think they came in ranked in the top 10 in the country. Kind of got us off on a good start that year, and a disappointing beginning for McMillan and Elmore. But they had plenty to cheer about during their days.
Well, you may remember we played there, which was your senior year, my freshman year. It was my first start ever at Virginia, and the front line was you, Gus, and myself, and we all weighed, you know, maybe 190. I was less than that.
I'm a little more than that now.
Are you? Maybe I am. I think I am too. But the first time they took a shot, we were under the basket, and it was like a volleyball. They had at least 9 attempts on the basket. we were just helplessly, you know, watching them.
What's the old shoot till you make it?
Yeah, well, they did that, and they got close.
Wally, I'm sure that just the mention of your name for many UVA basketball fans brings back a lot of memories and some great moments. Do you stay in touch with guys like Bobby Stokes and Dave Kesters and Billy Langlow and all those guys?
Yeah, intermittently. And, you know, when I get back to Charlottesville, which isn't often enough, but I do get back every year, I see some of the guys. Billy Langlow worked with us at the Sonics when I was there and running the front office. That he was a regional scout for us and did a great job. Ivroni, I stay in touch with, and just a couple times a year, at least we chat and try to get together. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But Bob Sefcik was another guy. It was my year at Virginia Hobo, remember. I stay in touch with him. So I guess the short answer is not enough, but yeah, we do.
I guess before we let you go, to end on a positive note, particularly given yesterday's disappointment, but I assume you would agree that Coach Bennett really has the program headed in the right direction.
Oh, I couldn't be happier with what Tony has done to build the foundation. And I know he's not feeling great today, because that's how he is on about every game when they don't play as well as he hopes or certainly lose. But the foundation has been built. He had to change the culture. He's done that. And it's a solid foundation where they'll keep getting more talent, which they have. This year's freshman class is indicative of that. And, players get better with him. I had an exchange with our friend Frank Burkhead last week, Hobo, and we need more guys going to the NBA, like Mike Scott did, and I think Joe Harris will, and some of the other young guys, because that'll mitigate the recruiting, the negative recruiting. They'll say, well, the more ball control style doesn't apply and won't get you ready for the pros. Well, Tony does get you ready for the pros, and we just need that reinforced some.
Well, no, I think he really any other thing I think is he's a terrific fit for the University of Virginia.
Yes.
As a basketball coach. He's got the character and integrity that we're looking for in the program. So I think all the alumni from the basketball program are really happy with him in the program. But at any rate, we appreciate your taking a few minutes to join us for another visit, Wally, and look forward to the next time.
Okay, anytime, guys. Good chatting with you.
Thank you, Wally.
All right, former Virginia great Wally Walker joining us in the first half hour, and we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. Of course, we got Chris Horn coming back. We're going to switch transition to football, talk a little football recruiting, among other things, in the second half hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.